finally today, let's head to Cuba via the music of Telmari Diaz. Diaz is on a U.S. tour right now, but she faced some challenges getting here. Earlier, she told Marco Werman that some of her band members couldn't get their visas in time, in part because the U.S. embassy in Havana is partially closed. That's due to those recent sonic attacks, which have affected diplomats there. So Diaz and her team had to work around that.
What we do is we have to travel to Mexico, so which was a new challenge. We have to go to Mexico, go to the American consulate in Mexico and trying to get the visa and our passport. And that's how we ended up bringing at least half of the band to the States. It was a completely, it was a nightmare, but we did it.
What a challenging visa application. I mean, you really had to improvise. And half of your band is still in Havana, though, you said.
Yes, and I have to say that sadly, one of the guys, the director of the band, he was denied with no any clear or reasonable, explanation.
You were in New Orleans for Jazz Fest earlier this year. What strikes you about the United States right now? Does it feel different from like 8 months ago?
Oh, yeah, of course it is. Like, the way that we arrived to New Orleans and how even the questions that they ask at the customs, I feel like it's a disaster. Like we are living right now, everything that we were, it was getting better, the relationship with the States, now is again like even worse than the beginning. Of course, the energy, the good energy with the people is the same, with all the people who organize the events and the beautiful people is the beautiful people.
And the shows have been good?
The shows have been amazing. A great response with a lot of energy for all the community, not just the Cuban or Latin American community, but just the people, from here, from America, that they support us, that they dance with us, that they recognize, all the effort that we've been doing to be here and perform, because, music is a universal language. Music got to win. Music got to be, over all these kind of bureaucracy problems,
So when you get back to Cuba, what are you going to tell people about this experience, this kind of schizophrenic experience of yours here in America?
I would say the people of the United States remain the same, with the same feeling to know, to get to know Cuba, to get to know the real Cuba that has been like a taboo for so many years. But unfortunately, I don't think the government is in the same position.
Cuban hip-hop artist Telmari Diaz speaking earlier this week with Marco Werman.
They can't stop stopping us. They can't stop stopping us.
Our theme music was composed by Eric Goldberg. The World comes to you from the Nan and Bill Harris studios at WGBH in Boston. I'm Carol Hills. Have a great weekend.
Cuando tus ojos, mis ojos, éxtasis, clímax, viento azul, azul, tu vida, tu aura, naranja, tu energía. La fría mañana sana de mis frutas trae la brisa, la lisa libertad de tu sonrisa. Canjeando paz por más energía divina, abrazándote, mira. Viva es la vida, tus ojos, mis ojos, la paz, armonía, sexo, la luz, amanecieron los antojos. Chiquitico, con suave manía de esconderse tras la piedra. They can't stop stopping us, they can't stop stopping us. Del agua tanta tierra lleva el viento, llena el fuego, vamos, slow freedom, que cuando llega. They can't stop stopping us, they can't stop stopping us. Del agua tanta tierra lleva el viento, llena el fuego, vamos, slow freedom, que cuando llegará.
De tanto amarte voy sintiendo suerte de alivio que llevo dentro.
Este alivio que tengo dentro, que me come las ganas, que me hace sentir así.
De tanto amarte voy sintiendo suerte
chiquitito,
de alivio
todo lo que
llevo
tengo
dentro.
Aquí guardado. De tanta luz, de tantos dones, defensor, danzor de altares, conexiones, intracomunicaciones, entregas resueltas, poderosas canciones de...